Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Nine-piece orchestra. So you're going to hear a big band, a lot of horns. We're going to be playing themes. It's going to sound like you're at watching an NFL game, maybe.
Okay.
And then we're going to do a lot of songs. You're going to hear Hurt So Good. Of course, all the things that you would probably expect to hear.
Okay. Are we going to hear this?
This is the greatest Eagles
yes, you
team
are.
In modern history.
Every time I hear it, I got to rehearse it again.
The entire country.
You hear this live.
Go Birds, you've turned the town upside down. I said, Go Birds. You've brought the Chiefs to the ground. I said, Go Birds. There's a champion in town. Made everyone feel so damn happy. And did a tremendous job. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. We've got a championship ring. It's for you all to enjoy. Every man, every girl, and boy. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. Come on. They're the best that we've seen, and the defense is mean. Yes, we're all bleeding Eagles green. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. I mean, Saquon Barkley, that defensive line, how he gets hit with a full can of beer, and the exciting whites.
Give her a break. She only missed it by one letter. I did research on that.
We can accomplish nothing if we try, sir.
That mangled Eagles cheer brought to you by the Philadelphia Public School System. Philadelphia Public Schools. What we don't teach you will last a lifetime.
By the way, there's only a limited amount of tickets left, so make sure you go to joeconklin.com for the tickets for tomorrow.
Don't be fun.
Correct.
It's going to be fun.
So are Nick and I going to do, like, maybe we'll do a little line dancing?
No, absolutely not.
Interpretive dancing.
We've seen enough white people dance this week on TikTok.
I want to go just to see you two, dance or whatever you're going to do.
No, we're going
to
do the shots. Stenzel, we're going to do the same thing we did last time. I'll get up, say a little bit, pass it off to you, and then I'm going to go waddle out and find a bourbon.
Exactly. That was Don Jr.
Yeah,
that was.
That's what we do with our limited live appearances together. Right. We drink.
If it's not broke, don't fix it, Don. It worked last time.
Jasmine Crockett was on The View. Sorry to bring everybody's buzz down.
Get ready to get flagged.
saying that the American people overwhelmingly support what Trump is doing because they're not educated and we need to better educate them.
Y'all are stupid, even though you think you're on board with them.
Roll it, Phil.
He right now has a 53% approval rating. It's higher than it's ever been. Yeah. 70% believe that he's fulfilling his promises. And 45% believe Democrats should be more moderate. What do you take away? I think there's a lot to make of those numbers. What's your takeaway from that?
My takeaway is just like the election. We've got to do better at education. People don't understand.
Yeah.
But you will understand when those hospitals in rural America start closing down even more. You will understand when you don't have your Social Security. Right. You will understand Medicare. When your Medicaid, your Medicare goes away. You will understand as planes continue to fall out of the sky. Soon you will understand why it's important.
Who is she? Who's this woman?
Jasmine Crockett.
Is she Italian?
Maybe Sleepy Joe is what we wanted because we could at least sleep at night.
Oh. Yeah.
That's just irresponsible.
Sleepy Joe.
The lawyers don't come out and just
give Sonny,
a statement.
Did Sonny Hostin have to read a legal disclaimer with that?
Well, they
that.
Should.
Yeah. So Sleepy Joe's what everybody wanted? It's interesting, Jasmine, because your party kicked him to the curb. 14 million Americans in the Democrat primary voted for Joe Biden, and people like Jasmine Crockett were like, no, we're going to kick Joe out. We're going to install Kamala because Joe Biden was exposed for the lie that it was on June 27th in that Atlanta debate. Joe Biden's brain isn't slipping. It's his stutter.
By the way, Paul Tiers, who is a contributor to, he emails me a lot. He has always pithy things to say on Trump, calling himself king. Everybody's outraged because he said it's good to be the king or long live the king or something like that. He says, kings impose taxes and tolls, not wipe them out or reduce them. I mean, it's a good point.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Frank Luntz and his bad toupee.
Oh, one of the worst hair pieces you'll ever
just
see.
Just the worst hair piece. Let it shine, bro.
Yeah.
Worse than Jonathan Seidel? They should have a competition. Hey, by the way, this is my hair.
Yeah.
I changed color.
Oh.
But it is my real hair. See, this video thing throws me off.
I know.
By the way, all three of our boxes. Just put a picture of Dawn.
Should I spin
there.
The monitor? Do you not want to see yourself? I will spin it away from you.
No.
Joe's old school radio, man. He hates the video.
Well, I do make believe.
Yeah, I know.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah, but,
but honestly, three ugly dudes and Dawn Stenzel.
Right.
Greg's like, excuse me.
Speak for yourself, Conklin.
Excuse me.
Two chrome domes and two fabulous heads of hair.
Greg with his beautiful hair.
Thank you. All right, here we go. This is Frank Luntz telling...
whose beard, it's like Jen Psaki with the carpet doesn't match the curtains, but his beard doesn't match
Right.
Go natural. He actually has an interesting point here because, you know, Jasmine Crockett said it's just that people are not educated. Well, the former Biden and Clinton voters who flipped for Trump in 2024 actually love everything that he's doing.
Hmm.
Roll this.
I wanted to have you on because you do a lot of focus groups. You really get behind the numbers, the poll numbers, to the sentiments of voters. And it's so interesting. You've been speaking with a number of voters who
were
Hillary Clinton 2016.
I know we do freeze frames. We do the freeze frame for the females. So in fairness and honesty to show I'm fair and balanced, I got to rip a dude, even though he's a Republican pollster, and I kind of like this guy. I mean, that's a perfect brown right there with a full salt and pepper beard.
See?
That's all over the place.
Now, is that a dye job or is that a rug?
That's 100% a rug, dude.
Okay, so then you got to rip that sucker off. And see, now he's got the beard, so you trim the beard up a little bit, as the kiddies say, you get a little edge up, a little shape up, right? And, you know, maybe you do a little color on the beard if you don't like the salt and pepper. I've dabbled with that. Hey, you drop 10 pounds and he wouldn't be a terrible looking guy on TV.
Under Biden, that would be a Persian rug. DEIR. Rug higher.
All right, let's continue.
All right, let's hear what Frank has to say.
Went for Trump in 2024. How are these folks seeing the early days of Trump's second term?
Pretty well.
Really?
And they're reacting to it because they love the pace of change. They were very fed up over the last 4 years. They wanted action. They wanted results. They looked at prices. They looked at affordability. They looked at immigration. And they didn't see anything happening. They still don't like what he says, but they like what he does. And these are Democrats now who felt that they were not securing the border. They were doing nothing to prevent illegal immigration, that nothing was actually happening. They wanted to see a reduction in wasteful Washington spending, and they're seeing that. So what they tell me is, I wish he would be a little bit less rude. But at the same time, they like what he's doing. They believe he's serious about it. And for the first time, they have confidence in the future, which is why you now see some significant shifts in the polling about the expectations for the direction in the coming years.
It's a big wake-up call for Democrats.
I'm waiting for them to get a message. I'm waiting for them to unify and to understand that to oppose and to be the resistance, which is what some of them use that phrase, that's not what Democrats in grassroots areas want from them. They may not want the approach that Trump is doing, President Trump, by the way, I now know to say President Trump, but they do want action, and they don't see action from the Democrats.
It's the same thing my wife says. I don't like what you say, but I like what you're getting done and accomplished, and I want action. Same exact thing my wife says to me every day. Now, the reality is that the resistance is so fascinating because it's 8, 9, 10 years of the same playbook, and the fact that this was the least racially polarizing election since 1962 or 1964, the fact that Trump was victorious with so many demographics, where he was with Hispanic voters, young males, some suburban females. This notion, and it's far be it for me to try to give the Democrats the key to success in the future, but this whole hysteria, the world is burning down, constitutional crisis, chaotic, all the cliche talking points. I mean, it is being tuned out like never before in the Trump era. But if they want to keep going down that road, that's fine. The boy who cried wolf eventually, you know, nobody believed him. So that's their problem.
CNN's Harry Enten breaks down how Trump has remade the electorate with Republican base outpacing the Democrats. Since we're on this polling thing, let's go from Frank Luntz and his bad toupee to Harry
Mr. Enten. Holy Toledo.
Harry Enten and his bad...
holy cow.
His bad energy. Roll it.
What is going on here? Well, Donald Trump is doing his best Frank Sinatra interpretation or impersonation, going my way. Okay, Trump's net approval rating overall, look at this. He's at plus 3 points. He's been above water. He's been above water his entire first term, but, or second term, excuse me. Look among independents, though. He's way underwater. He's way underwater. He's at minus 10 points. Normally, you win independents. Therefore, you win the middle. But in fact, Trump is doing the exact opposite. He is winning overall, but losing among independents. And this looks an awful bit like what happened in the fall election, where, of course, Kamala Harris won among independents. But Donald Trump won overall. Trump is repeating this playbook, breaking history, doing poorly with independents, but doing considerably better than he did in term number one, overall being above water.
Okay, so what is the reason for this, that he's posting basically overall he's up? But you're seeing this, yeah. And what's the reason?
This makes no sense, you might think. But what's going on here? Well, first off, what's going on here is, remember in term one, there was all that big opposition of Donald Trump. Democrats
plus 84
him.
Points.
Well, right now, Trump's net approval rating among Democrats is underwater, way underwater, at minus 78 points. But the Trump base is consolidated behind the Republican president to an extent that we really did not necessarily see in term number one. Look at this. His net approval rating is plus 84 points. So more Republicans are behind Donald Trump than Democrats are opposed to Donald Trump. And that is lifting him up and giving him that positive net approval rating, despite the fact that he's losing among Democrats and losing among independents.
Harry Anton actually goes on to throw out his back later in that segment from trying to reach the floor because he drank 14 Red Bulls before he went on the set. He's a total nut job, my God. But what's interesting there with the plus 84, just to add a little context to that, think about how over, you know, this terminology in professional wrestling, when you're over with the crowd, right? You're over. Everybody's bought into your character. He is over like never before by adding former Democrats to prominent positions. Think about that. The resistance from the Republicans, the never Trumpers, the rhinos, whatever you want to call them, that is really kind of, you know, dried up to a certain extent. Bobby Kennedy, former Democrat. Elon Musk, he voted for Joe Biden 4 years ago. Tulsi Gabbard was competing against Kamala Harris in the Democrat primary 5 years ago. He's kind of created this coalition of disenfranchised Democrats, the base stronger than ever, and maybe even more Republicans that were wishy-washy on him, that were swamp creatures, that still are swamp creatures. They're like, you know what? A lot of these policies I can get on board with. That's where that plus 84 comes from.
By the way, Chris Eppolito on the YouTube chat says that the four box is uneven because all the hair is on the right and all the bald is on the left.
Yeah.
Straighten that out.
Yeah, let me see if I can just tilt this monitor and I'll probably break it.
By the way, we're like now we're like 120 away from 9,000. So
we're back in the begging business.
All please, right. Please. If
10,000. Give me a break. I'm only asking for 10,000. Yeah.
Please, hit the subscribe
please.
Button. Please.
Like Oliver Swift. Porridge, please.
Let's go, Harry.
Let's hit the subscribe button. Can we please, even
Nobody's
if you're not watching,
ask for more.
Just go.
More, please, sir.
Just go.
Oh you, my goodness!
By the way, the Holy Toledo, Holy yeah. Cow, Holy yeah. Mackerel.
Harry,
are they interchangeable? Or are they?
I think so. He's like 32, going on 90. Yeah. You think I'm an old 41-year-old? Harry Enton's references are all from the I Love Lucy era.
Efrat!
YouTube.com/at1210WBHD. Hit the subscribe button, please. All right, I teased this 25 minutes ago. Steve Bannon, we talked about this yesterday where he did an interview with Unheard, and there's a war of words happening between Steve Bannon and Elon Musk.
And by the way, massive difference in results. The YouTube chat all pro Steve Bannon. The Twitter poll overwhelmingly pro Elon Musk.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Twitter.
Who's the better bro?
In
the bromance.
We all came to the conclusion yesterday that it's a little jealousy.
Yeah,
you know?
A little butthurt.
Bromance
sure.
jealousy.
I see the picture of the two of them. They Musk looks like Robin to me.
Yeah,
he should have the
like Batman.
The cape. Yeah,
I'm Batman. He's Robin.
He's the,
with an accent.
He's Dark Robin.
Don't say I don't like foreigners. Come on.
He's the younger, smarter. you know, Steve Bannon has looked like he's been through the mill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Holy Thursday, Batman.
All right, roll Steve Bannon, please.
You can tell President Trump doesn't totally trust the oligarchs. We're putting in very tough antitrust people into the Justice Department and to the alphabet agencies. And they have the on War Room or a huge platform. Look, I'm not a conservative, right? I'm a Republican because I've registered Republican. I'm really a populist nationalist. So you see here today, these are working class and middle class people, and they don't want the concentration of power. And by the way, those oligarchs, and people have seen it or understand it, just like they've turned on you now, right? They've abandoned the progressive left. They will abandon us in the same thing. They seek power. Right now, their feeling is they can see the math, and they see that we have a building coalition. Yeah. So they're with us, but only temporarily. I
got to say, guys, I agree.
Three pens, by the way, on his shirt.
I agree with Steve Bannon.
Well, yes. All the billionaires bending the knee and kissing the ring. Yes, yeah. Across the board. It's not just Musk. Jeff Bezos, whatever you want to call him, Zuckerberg. A lot of these people. Yeah. A lot of weasels out there. They're all looking out for their own bottom line.
Of course they are. Of course they are. But if it gets to where, you know, to if it's a means to justify the ends or whatever they say,
mm-hmm.
is it worth it? I don't know. Mm. Guys, I hate to say this, but Joe Rogan on the podcast has been dethroned.
Is that right?
You'll never guess who.
By Kale and Company?
Well, thank
yeah,
you
the fact that we don't beat that guy is it's outrageous.
By somebody that you would never, well, a group of people that you would never. This is a left leaning podcast, the Midas Touch.
Midas Touch.
They're anti Trump.
Yeah.
And they've dethroned Joe Rogan to become the country's most popular podcast.
Okay.
So everybody who says that the Democrats don't know how to do podcasting.
Okay.
You know,
right, so MEIDAS, Midas Touch, combines brotherly love, comedy, news coverage, and deep discussions about supporting democracy.
Okay.
So they reported this last night on the Stephanie Rule Show. So, you know, dozens of people saw this. Roll it.
All right, new topic, Joel, before we go. The left-leaning podcast, Midas Touch, has just done the unthinkable, dethroned Joe Rogan to become the country's most popular podcast. Do you see this as a sign of a bigger political shift? Because even these three guys specifically, they are not your touchy-feely progressives. They're like three bros from Long Island.
Yeah. I think that this does signal, one, Democrats and let's just call it the non-conservative ecosystem catching up to where the kind of Rogan right has been.
And they're not policy guys. They're anti-Trump guys. And they crank it out all day, every day.
And I do think the fact that this is organic, this is not a part of the ecosystem that was just built up, you know, with heavy investment from millionaires and billionaires. These are folks who've been grinding and working. And my suspicion is they probably were going to get to this point anyway. But it does, I think, signal where groups and where organizations and where candidates on the Democratic side are going to focus a lot of their effort going forward. You've got to dominate this space. That's where conversation is. That's where a lot of people get their news is on YouTube, online. You have to be present there. You have to have messengers that are fearless and that know how to talk to these folks comfortably and in messy conversations that are often complicated.
Dominate a space, talk eloquently, comfortably with people seeking out interesting stuff. Sounds a lot like Kale and Company Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. You know, it's very interesting, though. I mean, now look, if that podcast, well,
maybe not eloquently.
No.
You want to hear eloquence, listen to Dawn from 10
yes,
to 12.
That's correct. You know, with all these podcasts, I would love to hear some of their content so we can assess what they're saying and rip it to shreds or maybe say that they're on to something. Now, if they are not progressive left-wingers and they are moderately to the left of center, I think that's probably the area that the Democrat Party should be if they want to win big-time elections moving forward. I said the progressive stuff, they're never going to win again with that. Their best chance is with a moderate to an old-school classic liberal Democrat. That being said, you know, you beat Joe Rogan for what? 1 week? 1 month? I'm not sure how the podcast ratings are distributed.
They weren't clear on what charts they were because there's different. There's Apple, there's Spotify, there's all kinds of different ways to get your podcast. Or, by the way, Odyssey app.
What's the name of the liberal podcast?
It's Midas, but it's MEIDAS. So one of the founders, Ben Micellus, so they're playing off their name, which is starts with MEI, okay. is an attorney who represented Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. Okay. During the protest.
During the knee. So yeah. Colin Kaepernick, he okay. represented him. And another brother. So there are three brothers. Brett is an Emmy-winning video editor who worked for the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Wow.
And then the other brother, Jordan, nice is a marketing supervisor. So you've got an attorney and a video TV guy. So three brothers doing a show.
So one that worked with Ellen and the other represented Kaepernick. No, they're not left-wingers.
Yeah, they're definitely right.
They're moderates.
No, they're not moderate.
But I would need to know the data and see. I mean, you know, Nick Sirianni lost the game once, too.
By the way.
Shave his head.
Yeah, Bill Belichick lost a few games.
By the way.
The Cincinnati.
Nick Saban lost a few games.
I said.
Does Bill Belichick have anything to say about his 27-year-old girlfriend?
You know what I've noticed about him? You never saw that man smile.
No.
Right? He's smiling now.
It's a lot
you
like
see
me.
That?
Yeah. My wife always says that. Well, you never smile. Why are you so? Why do you look so miserable?
He's all disheveled. He has that tuft of hair that he combs over.
Exactly. Like, it's just, it doesn't look right.
And he has this. And he has this this bombshell 27-year-old that's like
Belichick
on his arm.
Makes,
sir, leave the girl go. Let her go.
Belichick's makes Zelensky look like a runway model.
It's absolutely true.
God.
Let's play two more, and then we will come back on the other side and get to the guest.
Yes.
Because as usual, we're late. It's because you three yap all the time.
I know.
Trump said yesterday, so we talked a lot. Nick's big take was about the dictator comment. He said it in a tweet, but he actually said it in his speech yesterday where he spoke at the Saudi Investment Summit in Miami. I'm not sure what that was about, but right.
Was Kushner there?
This is cut 25, Phil. Go.
Refuses to have elections. Is low in the real Ukrainian polls. I mean, how can you be high with every city is being demolished? It's hard to be high. Somebody said, oh, no, his polls are good. Give me a break. Every city is being demolished. They look like a demolition site, every single one of them. And the only thing he was really good at was playing Joe Biden like a fiddle. He played him like a fiddle. That's an expression we use, yes, sir, to say that yes. He's pretty easy, pretty easy. A dictator without elections. Zelensky better move fast or he's not going to have a country left. Got to move fast because that war is going in the wrong direction. In the meantime.
There you go.
Head on a swivel, got to move fast.
An expression that we use here in our country, yes, sir.
Played like a fiddle.
Yes, sir.
Has anybody ever on this show ever played the fiddle?
In private.
One more.
Is that what you call it, your fiddle?
Get up, Harry! Come on,
Senator Kennedy weighed in on Trump calling Zelensky a dictator. He seems to be on Team Zelensky. Well, at least anti-Putin. This is cut 11, Phil. Senator Kennedy, cut 11. Roll it.
To the extent that the White House said that Ukraine started the war, I disagree. I think Vladimir Putin started the war.
Putin.
I also believe, through bitter experience, that Vladimir Putin is a gangster. He's a gangster with a black heart. He makes Jeffrey Dahmer look like Mother Teresa.
That's longer hair.
Is that a selective accent? Does that come out when he wants
no,
to?
No, that's Louisiana. He's from the bayou, sir.
Yeah.
What did he say? He's a gangster
with
and
a
he's
black heart.
Black heart.
Yeah. He makes Mother Teresa. I don't know whatever he said about Mother Teresa. Look, he's not wrong. Russia did start this, and Ukraine is the better side. Still doesn't change my fact that I don't want the United States to be involved anymore and keep funneling all this money and everything we've done for closing in on 3 years on Sunday.
By the way, going back to the Joe Rogan thing real quick and then we have to break. Tracy writes in that Joe Rogan isn't a right-leaning podcast. She's 100%
right.
Yeah,
you're right, Tracy.
That is 100% correct that he's been kind of lumped in with the right, but he's not a right-wing guy.
No, he's not.
Just a, he's kind of more like he's a lot like me. He's more libertarian. Mm-hmm. What I mean?
Libertarian.
I mean, he's got right views on, vaccines and free speech and stuff like that. that.
He was a Bernie bro for years.
Right.
All right, we have to break.
All right, coming up next, our guest will be in studio with Joe Conklin, Dr. P, for tomorrow night's big one. Oh, he's on the phone. On the phone. My fault. We'd like to have him. So we've got all these extra chairs, extra mics.
Unless you have a helicopter getting down from Westchester.
That's a good point.
Oh, my God. Trying to get...
Got to pay three tolls.
Yeah, from Westchester to Center City. Good
oh,
God.
Boy.
Take 6 years.
Kale and Company. We're back after this.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
1,000-seat arena, and it's going to be very, very packed. Looking forward to this as we welcome in a criminal justice professor. We'll call him Dr. P. I've been told it's Chris. Actually, I want to try this out of respect to somebody who has a very difficult name to spell and pronounce, like myself. Dr. P, I'm going to take the shot here. Dr. Chris Perzamanecki.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad.
How do you say
not
it?
Not bad.
How do you say it, sir?
Perzamanecki.
Perzamanecki.
Oh,
okay. I like that.
There
okay.
you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you with us.
Dr. P.
Dr.
Yeah,
P.
Everybody knows me as Dr. P.
All right. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, you're on with a fellow criminal justice individual, so I'm looking forward to this because that was my major at Temple University, and I know we got a lot of great things lined up for tomorrow night for a great cause. One of the things that Joe and I were talking about both on air and off air were these competitions versus other schools in categories or subjects, maybe that's the better way to frame it, such as evidence gathering. Can you tell us a little bit about this? Because I love competing in anything.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that my students do is we compete both regionally and nationally with the American Criminal Justice Association and a number of different organizations where we'll go in and compete crime scene evidence collection. So there'll be a mock crime scene created. Kids will have to go in, you know, process the crime scene. And what I love about it, it's all old school. There's no technology. It's all paper, pencil, got to measure stuff. Like, it's, you know, what happens when technology fails, you got to go old school. And so they do everything, but, you know, the old fashioned way. We have academic exams, knowledge exams. So they'll take exams like your criminal law, policing, corrections, criminology, you know, and we'll be competing against other schools across the country. And we are without a doubt one of the top three schools in the country. Every year we come home with a lot of trophies, a lot of awards. And, you know, in addition to the academic exams, in addition to the crime scene, there's a police fitness test, and there's also a firearms competition. So we have a firearms team. And what's great about this is that, you know, all these kids that are on the firearms team, they're going into law enforcement. And so Chester County is absolutely benefiting from this, because the kids are getting, you know, hands-on training, you know, with the local chiefs in town and the instructors. And a lot of these kids are going back into the community working for, you know, places like West Goshen, Westchester. And it's great. So we have a good time. We have a good time at these competitions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of fun. And you know, we wouldn't be able to go on these events and travel because without the help of, you know, Joe Conklin coming into town and kind of partnering with us and kind of creating a fundraiser. So we have a raffle baskets. We're going to have 15 raffle baskets at this event. And, you know, it's all going to be Philly swag, my friends, Philly swag. So
beautiful.
We're excited about it.
Dr. P, Joe Conklin, City Rhythm Orchestra coming up tomorrow night, 8 p.m., Aspen Theater. So you talked about the raising funds and that element, but also what about some of the trips that you apparently take the kids on? Enlighten my audience about that aspect as well.
So I can give you this. In the last 2 years, we have been to the Kentucky Derby. Nice. And so whenever we go to these events, these trips, it's not just for fun. And, you know, yeah, we have a good time and it's, you know, it's educational, but it's also educational from a criminal justice standpoint. So like when we went to the Kentucky Derby, we met with the director of security to talk about, you know, how they keep those people safe, you know, where you have 250,000 people coming in one day to watch a race. We just came back from the Daytona 500. And we weren't down there during the Daytona. We were down there the week before. But we had an opportunity to meet with the director of security and the NASCAR president and talk about, again, the security protocols, working with local sheriff's department, state police, the federal agencies like Homeland Security, you know, keeping everybody safe at these events. we have been to Washington, D.C. We've been to New York City. We have been to, you know, Texas, California. I mean, it's just all over the place, all over the country. So we and again, would not be able to do it without, you know, the fundraising events that that take place during Joe Coffin.
Well, the next time you guys go to the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs, you have to do a little investigation as a criminal justice guy as to why people wear those silly hats and why people purchase mint juleps, the most overrated drink of all time.
Exactly.
Dr. Chris with us.
I'm so glad he was on here this morning to articulate what I've been trying to say for about a year and a half, all the wonderful things that they do there.
Well, what can we expect tomorrow night? Because we know we're going to have the criminal justice element, we're going to have Joe, we're going to have the City Rhythm Orchestra. For those who have not purchased tickets that might be interested, joeconklin.com is where you get the tickets. Dr. Chris, if you could wrap it with us now, give us maybe a loose rundown of what people can expect for the couple hours tomorrow night.
So when you come to the facility at the on campus at the Asplund Theater, you're going to get greeted by future first responders. They're going to welcome you. There's going to be in the foyer all these raffle baskets. You know what we have going on. You know we've been collecting things over the year. We have a Saquon Barkley game jersey signed by him. We have a Jalen Hurts mini helmet signed. We have a Bryce Harper jersey signed. So we have stuff from the 76ers, from the Eagles, from the Flyers, and from the Phillies. 15 raffle baskets. You know, you can purchase your tickets and then just start putting tickets in, you know, raffle tickets in each basket. And then my kids will take you to your seat. You enjoy an amazing time with Joe Conklin. And then, you know, I think we're going to have this intermission so you can come back and maybe purchase some more tickets. And then at the end of the show, you're going to walk away with your raffle basket. So, and that's really the cool thing. The other thing, I have two Lazy Boy Phillies recliner seats.
Nice.
And so,
wow.
Yeah, we went all out, man. I got a Flyers beach chair made out of teak wood. It's just amazing. We have some great items in these raffle baskets. You know, tickets are only $1. You know, obviously, you can, you know, the more you spend, the more tickets you get. We're super excited, and it's been a great event for the last 3 years for us. And I know Joe's, you know, we've had great audience for Joe, and the kids have done really well with the fundraiser, and so we look forward to Friday night.
Well, Dr. P, best of luck tomorrow night. Dawn Stensland and myself will be out there. We look forward to seeing you, and that Flyers chair will come in handy when the Flyers season comes to an end in about 3 weeks.
Still from Philly.
Yes. Thank you very much, Dr. P. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Thank you so much.
There you have it. Wow. How about that? Lots of good apparel.
Everybody get their tickets right now for that. Yeah. JoeConklin.com, JoeConklin.com. It's all there on the website.
Boom. Good cause as well. And I'm not kidding. The mint julep, completely overrated. 100%. Trash drink.
Yeah.
All right.
Too sugary.
It is. Yeah. It is. And I like bourbon, but not that mixture. No good. No dice. 855-839-1210. We will come back. We'll get to a big three from Dawn. We're going to get to Today in Music History, our morning mystery movie clip, and then what Dawn has lined up for the top of the hour.
And Paul Simon tickets, by the way. Paul Simon tickets at the Academy of Music, June 28th. Win them before you can buy them. We will have that at 9:50 this morning.
All right, Kale and Company, stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app. It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Big 3 at 9, the breaking news of the morning. We've got the good news here, no horses were hurt.
Uh-oh.
But we have got a stable fire in Philadelphia this morning. So the fire broke out within, they're still on the scene there, but the stables on the 5800 block of Lindbergh Boulevard.
Oh.
And so firefighters were called to the scene, and it is finally under control. They're just, you know, making sure, putting out some hot spots. I don't know what caused it, but all the horses are safe.
All the horses are okay.
All the horses.
All right.
And all the horses, men.
Yeah, we just talked about the Kentucky Derby, and now we've got barns on fire.
Any word for Mr. Ed?
Yeah. Hello. I'm Mr. Ed.
I didn't know Mr. Ed was Harry Callis.
I actually didn't know you did, Mr. Ed.
That was excellent.
Just a shot in the dark.
Yeah. How about that?
I did that just for you. Like, in the dark. Oh, my goodness. Oh, where do we go? FBI in Philadelphia is releasing an image of a suspect. And this is a guy who's, you know, apparently he's been a police impersonator doing this scam targeting Chinese Americans and Chinese students at local universities. And so in this one, somebody impersonates a Chinese police officer, approaches the victim, often somebody who, yes, is a student, tells the victim they are wanted in connection with a crime in China, and then asks them for money under the threat of arrest and extradition. So the FBI, you know, they put up a poster, but they have put up a photograph of this suspect. And the victims are also urged to submit to around-the-clock video and audio monitoring. Apparently, this is what this guy, you know, kind of psychs them out, freaks them out. But
it looks Italian from here.
Ma'am, do you know why I'm pulling you over? You have been linked to a crime with the CCP. That said,
that's a sin.
If you give me $250, I will let you go.
Beef with broccoli.
I haven't had beef and broccoli in a long time. Yeah. I can go for that right now.
Beef and broccoli.
You ever have Campbell's hump?
Campbell's hump?
Campbell's hump.
Camel's hump. Oh. Camel's hump.
Yeah.
What? No.
You ever have eel?
Eel toes.
I love a good Chinese spread.
What did you say? Whose hump?
Camel
what did
hump.
You just say? Camel's oh, camel. Hump. Yeah. Okay.
I went to school with Billy Hump.
I used to smoke camels back in the day.
All right.
Billy Hump from the Boulevard.
The Avenue.
From the Avenue, sorry. Yeah.
All right, I'll switch
know
gears.
His sister.
There's so much Trump news. I could just do like a big three. Believe I should just... me, you will guzzle.
Yeah,
you will guzzle, baby. Trump did gather. He attended because Joe, because I've said I'm a Trumpaholic. That's why they're busting my chops. And I am.
Very nice.
Trump to guzzle.
Yeah,
last
very,
night.
Very odd.
Where was Trump? Where was Trump last night? He was at a gathering of global financiers and tech executives. This was last night in Miami, hosted by Saudi Arabia's Sovereign Wealth Fund. Because, you know, Trump wants to have our own sovereign wealth fund, the American.
Did you see that he was, I think this was in Miami, he was with Mike Tyson, Ted Nugent, and a third cat that I can't remember.
I swear to God, I didn't do it.
Yeah, Mike Tyson.
I didn't touch you.
I was there for the hump.
That's a really
the
good
camel
spell
hump.
Tyson, by the way, Tyson was wearing the red MAGA hat with his big fat head.
By the way, have we, I guess we've forgiven, I guess we've forgiven Saudi Arabia for their role in 9/11?
Apparently.
Well, I mean, if they merged with the PGA Tour, all's forgiven.
It's funny. It's funny how
sin.
All of a sudden Russia's our friend, Saudi Arabia's our friend. It's all good. It's all good now. We just forgive.
Saudis. Bunch of skunks.
That 9/11 report ain't ever coming out, by the way. Yeah. And the Saudis cover up of it.
Mm-hmm.
So who was
creeps.
There last night? Because, Nick, you made me think of this. I did look up who was there.
Mm-hmm.
So Tesla CEO and ex-owner Elon was there, of course. Elon Musk.
Do they ever, like, are they ever not together?
I
has he left
like
Mar-a-Lago this calendar year? Did Trump adopt him?
Kind of.
My little Robin.
It is like Batman and Robin. That's a good description, sir.
What thank about you. Jared Kushner?
Be here always.
That's what I
he
said.
There.
Yeah, I mentioned that a few segments ago.
Yeah. He was there.
Well, Kushner loves the Saudis.
FIFA's president.
$8 billion from him. Of course he loves them.
Yeah. I love them too.
FIFA, remember the prez. Gianni Infantino.
Mm-hmm.
Former Google CEO Eric Schmidt.
Don's ignoring me.
And Saudi
he's
ambassador.
Trying to do the news, Greg. Could you stop?
No, the Princess Rima.
Yeah. Was I right about Ted Nugent, or did I get that wrong? I thought I saw Ted Nugent.
I don't know.
Well, Phil will correct
some
me.
Dude.
He'll let me
yeah,
know.
Yeah, he'll let
some
you know.
Dude, yeah.
Could have been Ted Nugent. Could have been the Doobie Brothers. I don't know. Could have been Scott Stapp.
They all look alike.
Right. They're all the same people.
White guys, right, Mr. President?
I don't know the difference anyway.
They're all exciting.
All right, we have to break it.
All right, we got a break, so that's your big three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much.
Joe Conklin.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow. Thank you.
Don't forget.
Thank you. It was great.
One more plug, Cal. One more plug.
JoeConklin.com. Aspen Theater tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
Buy tickets.
Westchester.
The orchestra.
Get them now before they sell out.
A lot of Eagles love going around because we did just win the Super Bowl.
Any alcohol going to be there?
Yes.
There is? Okay.
Outside. You got to go to the kids around the corner.
All right. I'll just bring my flask. That's fine.
One more time.
Nick and I will be line dancing to the orchestra.
Yes. Bad white dances.
One more time. JoeConklin.com.
Yeah.
This is the greatest Eagles team in modern history. They are a credit to the entire country. Go Birds! You've turned the town upside down. I said, go Birds! You've brought the Chiefs to the ground. I said, go Birds! There's a champion in town. Made everyone feel so damn happy. You did a tremendous job. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. We've got a championship ring. It's for you all to enjoy. Every man, every girl, and boy. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. Come on. They're the best that we've seen. And the defense is mean. Yes, we're all bleeding Eagles green. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. I mean, Saquon Barkley, that defensive line, how he gets hit with a full can of beer, and the exciting whites.
JoeConklin.com. Movies and music coming up next.
That is called stupid.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Today in music history and what's on tap for the Dawn Show in a matter of moments. But right now, let's get to our Morning Mystery movie clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery movie clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Please, won't you be?
Who the hell is this guy?
My neighbor's on the same remote.
Hi, man. We got a good football game going on here.
My kids want to watch Mr. Right.
No, see, I don't care what you're watching, Ben. Just show a little mercy with that thing.
Move your set.
Move yours, Ben.
I think you know what it is.
That's an obscure scene.
12 and 855
839 1210. And you could win this great prize.
Today's great prize, a pair of tickets to see Paul Simon in concert on June 28th at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia. Win them before you can buy them because they don't go on sale until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Friday, February 21st, Ticketmaster.com.
A little hint for that, Phil, it's...
The reason Jimmy pulled it is the Mr. Rogers reference, because I think yesterday was the anniversary of his first show or something along those lines. I don't know. Mr. Rogers, huh?
Mm-hmm. Miss Trolley. Mm-hmm. Yep, there you
my
go.
Neighbor.
I change my sweaters like Mr. Rogers does. I take the shoes off the whole bit. All right, yeah, let's get to...
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
That's
it's just
a very obscure scene.
Really obscure scene.
And I have no clue what it is, nor am I eligible.
It's a great movie, though.
Caller 12-855-839-1210. Now we get to Today in Music History.
February 20th, we celebrate the birthdays of Ed Graham from The Darkness and John Brandt from Cheap Trick. Heavenly birthday shouts to Poison Ivy from The Cramps, Randy California from Spirit, Walter Becker from Steely Dan, Jay Giles, and Kurt Cobain from Nirvana. Singles include Good Times Roll by the Cars in 79, Passion Rules the Game by the Scorpions in 89, Dreaming of Me by Depeche Mode in 81, and Veronica by Elvis Costello also in 89. Albuquerque Roots by Sepultura in 96, Petrologic by Steely Dan in 74, Mechanics by UFO in 82, and Return to Forever by the Scorpions in 2015. Also in 91, Bob Dylan received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys. In 76, all four members of KISS had their footprints implanted outside Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. In 59, Jimi Hendrix made his stage debut. In 2003, 100 people died in the Station Club fire caused by pyro, ignited by Great White's tour manager. In 84, Metallica began recording Ride the Lightning. In 2009, the White Stripes play the final episode of Late Night with Conan O'Brien. And in 69, Ringo Starr's X-rated film Candy premiered in London.
Wait, Ringo Starr had an X-rated film?
Yes. Candy premiered in London. You can find it wherever you want to find it. But I digress. But lastly, since yesterday the left lost their mind over Trump's King Post, including a former lesser producer from this station. Bringing it back to music, here's my top five music acts with King in their name. Number five, B.B. King. Number four, King's X. Number three, King Diamond. Number two, King Crimson. And number one, of course, the King, Elvis Presley.
Poor
Kale.
No.
I fell off.
King's X, way better than the King. King Crimson.
Shout out to Linda Prentice.
Yeah.
Look at that.
How about Ella King?
He took a shot at a former producer.
Yeah, that's good.
That's how I roll.
Good radio war knowledge. All right, let's find out what's, speaking of knowledge, Dawn Stenzel's about to save the day.
Hang on, we have to get the winner.
Oh, that's right. I'll figure this out.
Come on, man.
Need to wait.
See, it's the COVID shot. I've got brain fog, dizziness, and tinnitus. Matt in Center City.
Yeah.
Hello, Matt. What movie did we play for you?
It was Poltergeist, and I want to thank California Psychics for telling me when to call and what the movie would be.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Matt in Center City, congratulations. You got yourself the tickets for Paul Simon. Now we find out what Dawn has lined up.
So we will do all things Trump right off the top. There is so much breaking as I'm speaking right now, so I'll do a quickie. I'll give you a little quickie, if you will.
Dawn's going to give us a quickie.
No, I mean news headlines.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then right at 10:15, we've got why are egg prices the highest we've seen? Why is this the worst bird flu outbreak in history? What do the experts say? We're going to have a great expert here that's going to explain, break it down for you as far as eggs. And moving forward, there's so much breaking today between nationally, locally, statewide. Stay right there.
All right, Dawn, looking forward to that. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is up next. I'm going to run home, give the wife a quickie. That should hold her over until March. And we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. That'll end her remote work experience. Dawn Stenzlin, take it away, dear.
Piazza here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Boy, Piazza
Kristen,
loves this.
Kristen, get that Piazza and just drive away.
How about that for a crossover?
Good God.
Because the extensive selection at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City, combining luxury with performance across the full line of sedans, SUVs, the coupes, roadsters, and more. From the powerful engine of the 2025 C-Class sedan to the impressive towing capacity of the 2025 GLE SUV, you're going to find the luxury vehicle that meets your needs. So schedule a test drive behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz or just shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.